Romney began his Los Angeles area fundraising in Irvine with a $1,000 a plate lunch where donors paid an additional $1,500 to get a photo with the Republican presidential hopeful. But many Angelenos aren't rolling out the welcome mat for Mitt. Labor leaders, immigration activists, and a coalition of the 99% are organizing three different protests outside a Romney fundraiser in Century City this evening.
And mostly we're sending a message to voters out there that Mitt Romney really is the candidate of the 1%, representing not just millionaires, but a corporate culture that really crashed our economy.
Jacob Hay with Good Jobs LA is part of the coalition of the 99%, which has been advocating for jobs, against foreclosures, and access to health care.
Well, we'll certainly be able to get his attention, whether he listens or not. That remains to be seen. He does have a history of changing his position, so maybe he is persuadable.
That's what Pedro Ramirez hopes for. He's an organizer for a coalition of undocumented students. They're known as Dreamers because they came as children to the U.S. and dream of being legal citizens of the only country they know. And they're targeting Latino voters.
For Dreamers, although we can't vote, we can organize, we can engage our communities, and we're going to educate them on the issues, not on the candidates, but on the issues. And they're going to be selecting the candidates. And so their vote is our voice, and our voice is their vote.
Latino activists believe their vote will be a deciding factor in the 2012 elections. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Veronica Villafañe.